Good morning. I'm glad you could join me on this walk this morning. So where are we today? Well, it's a September morning. The sun is out. It's crisp. It's about 8 degrees and we are standing on the cliffs on this coast of southeast Cornwall, overlooking the vast expanse of Whitsand Bay, a 3 mile stretch of sea or sand, depending on whether the tide is out. This morning, though, the tide is in, and instead of a 3 mile stretch of sandy beach, it's just pure blue shimmering sea. It's quite deep blue at the moment. The sun is just coming up over the cliff behind us to the east and southeast, and we are going to head down the cliff path that leads down to Tregonhawk Beach when the tide is in. It's the water should be right up to the edge almost of the cafe that's down there and the lifeguard station. And behind us we have gorse and the military road, and the southwest coastal path stretches all along the length of Whitsand Bay here, heading out towards Loo or east behind the Rain Peninsula, over the peninsula there, and towards Mount Edgecombe, and catch the ferry over to Plymouth. But as I say, we're going to walk down, jog down, take it easy down these big stone steps and tarmac path that lead down to the beach, about 150 foot down, I'd say, something like that. And the rock here formed 400 million years ago, and the stone path cuts through it, and it'll take us probably, I don't know, see how long it takes us to get down there. But it's a steep, zigzaggy cliff. The zigzag paths were used by farmers to access the beach below, and fishermen, and anybody who wanted to get down to the beach. But the farmers would use the seaweed to fertilise the ground. Now also, we are cutting through down this zigzag path, but we are surrounded by chalets from the 1930s onwards. These chalets were inhabited from the people of Plymouth, wanted somewhere accessible to go, quite cheap and quick to get to. So these wooden chalets were built over the cliffs. We're just passing at the moment the Clifftop Cafe. It's all closed at the moment. Opens at 10 a.m. and you've got great views with benches overlooking the sea and the blue sky and the Rain Peninsula, and I can just see the roofs of about 5, 6, 7 chalets, 1 to 2 bedrooms, wooden, all with wood burners, little steps down and grassy lawns and benches and picket fences, hydrangea flowering, and windows overlooking the sea. And we've got a sign here, Tregonhawk Cliff Chalet Owners Association. Public notice, risk of landslides. The Cornwall and Isle of Scilly Shoreline Management Plan policies describes the shoreline from the Rainhead to Dowdray as undefended cliffs and beaches, with a policy plan of no active intervention, so coastal erosion will take its natural process. Anyway, the path widens out here, just drops down towards the sea, so as if we're running downhill into the sea, and the horizon stretches far. I can see 1, 2, 3 boats, little tiny dots. In fact, one might be a princess yacht further out being tested. One of these new boats being tested with its wash behind it, going fast. And the birds are gradually calming down. We've got gorse and fern and ivy either side of the path. Pampas grass. The odd crow. raven and seagull. Feels quite still, but there is an easterly breeze of about 8 miles an hour. I can just hear the faint hum of the sea. On my walk down, we've got chalets. I can see an old style cooker in one with the electric hob where they just look out to sea cooking, and a flock of ravens over us. Imagine looking out to sea doing your cooking in a storm or on a gorgeous morning. We have a little pathway leading down to a very sheltered little chalet. You can only see the roof and some green wooden cladding around it. No wood burners on. I wonder if anybody's in the holiday makers, or some people live here full time. And another chalet, Connemara, it's called, with a wrought iron owl on the side of it. Each of these chalets has little small gardens or terrace areas. Maybe they're cordoned off by rope or just dropped down to the sea. A tiny little bit of gorse separating them. We have two white butterflies skimming along the top, fluttering, and a bee. Good morning. And we seem to be the only one here. Everybody seems to be in bed, maybe. And fishermen in years gone past used to wait up here and signal to the boats out at sea where they could see the pilchards, shoals of pilchards. It used to be a Kingsand, Coresand, Port Rinkle. Used to fish for pilchards and ship them off to places like Spain, etc. Now it's just all your local people with the odd boat giving their catch to friends and family. And at the end of here, there's a lot of building work going on in a new chalet, or reinforcing an old chalet. But we're walking down the tarmac path towards the top of the steps. And at the bottom, you have the Eddystone Cafe and the lifeguard station. Well, there's a little dumper truck from part of the building work going on at one of the chalets coming up this very steep hill. We'll let him pass. And I'll meet you back down at the steps near the bottom. Anyway, as I say, we're on these big stone paths, steps. A bird has just fluttered into the ivy there. And you can hear the sea now. The very light, very, very light swell. It's only about a foot and a half. Gentle, there's no waves that you can see, no white water, it's just quite calm. Over the rocks and shallows here, just a tiny bit of beach left. I'm looking down at the roofs of some more chalets and the top of the cafe. We clamber down these steps. They're very steep, no handrails on either side, just gorse and branchy, twiggy brambles and hawthorn, and the steps are covered in sand now. And I have seen snails here on a dewy morning. They get everywhere, don't they? I wouldn't have thought snails would like salt and sand, but hey. And we've got to a little lookout. Oh wow, little wooden fence We can just lean our elbows on here, look, and look out towards St. Michael's Chapel on the Ramehead Peninsula to the east. And below us, the waves crashing on the rocks, gently crashing and gliding in. These big rocks that have tumbled down the cliffs below us. And to our right, in the distance, we can see Port Wrinkle, a little bit of Downderry, Loo Island, and I can see as far, I believe, it's a clear day, as the Lizard. Really clear today. And out in front of us is the Eddystone Lighthouse. I think it's about 15 mile out, I think. Just perched on a rock there. Unmanned. Anyway, let's carry on down towards the beach and the cafe. Down these big stone... Well, doing well. There's nobody else here. All sleeping. Head down towards the cafe, but the cafe is shut now. It's not been open this season. But you can rent out the apartments that are down there on the beach, which are pretty amazing location, especially now the water be coming right up to it. We're just passing a chalet there where there's a lovely piece of driftwood archway leading into it. Very pretty. And the sun is just peering through onto the beach below us, and we're looking directly west now in front of us, and about 30 steps down is the lifeguard station. That's not manned till about 10 o'clock today, and the old Eddystone cafe and accommodation. And there is a zip wire leading down to this cafe, because it's, as you can imagine, it's very difficult to get anything here. So they bring the luggage down, or they used to bring the ice cream down. I know one of the staff members actually didn't realise the ice cream was on it one year. And yeah, so it was cooking in the sun for a while. And there's a dog's ball perched up high, obviously out of sight, on a shelf on the back of the cafe here. And little tables, a sun lounger. Let's head down and see what it says down here. So I think there's somebody, a lady down here. Maybe she's staying here. We'll just come down for a walk. Caution, in the stable cliffs, beware of falling rocks. Do not sit near or climb cliffs. Well, apart from this path. And there's some kayaks here for people to use. Obviously staying in the apartment here. And there's some building work going on at the cafe, and the tables have been cleared away. They must be reinforcing it. Let's have a little look what it says. Tregenhawk. Seasonal lifeguard service, normal duty hours 10 till 6. Beware of strong undercurrents, beware of tidal cutoff, beware of surfers. Yeah, they're a dangerous breed. Beware of large breaking waves, beware of unstable cliffs, beware of slippery rocks. Wow, there's a lot to beware of, isn't there? And there are strong rip currents here. But you can actually have a lovely time here. But they do a great job manning this, don't they? And there's a sign here. Eddystone Cafe, established 1956. Seafood, chips, taste of Cornwall. Lovely. Okay, and the path is higgledy-piggledy, curving round. There's old fishing ropes, life buoys and life rings. and a garage underneath the lifeguard station where Adventure Bay works from. They're a surf club. Listen to those waves, wow. Okay, we've walked down the slip and we're on the beach now, the orange sandy flat beach. Although there's only about a 25 metre stretch of it. And the sun is on us now. And there's a nice rock that we could go and sit on. There's plenty of rocks here. You'd have to be a goat to clamber around to the other beach today. But we'll just sit up here next to a limpet on this rock and look out. And the white water crashing in. They sound bigger than they are, these waves. Lapping up against the wall of the cafe. They've reinforced that wall. Any bigger waves at the high tide here would go right over it. And the lifeguard station has a balcony on the top, wooden building, like a small chalet. And they can sit up there on patrol. Or when the tide's out, they go along to the next part of the beach. As I say, it's a vast expanse when the tide is out. You can walk 3 miles practically. You'd have to do it quickly though, because the tide comes in again and you can get cut off. And it's separated into Polkhorn Beach, this Tregenhawk Beach. Further on, you've got Freethy, Sharrow, Tregantle Beach, which is a firing range, all the way up towards Port Wrinkle. And we've got this place to ourselves by the looks of it. We are lucky, aren't we? And the cliff behind us, mix of vegetation, grass, cliff fall, slate. Now the owner of the cafe here was the first person to single-handedly, non-assisted, continuously row across the Pacific Ocean. It took him 274 days from Peru to Peru, South America, to Australia. He nearly ran out of food. He had 10 encounters with sharks. I think his boat was called Le Shark. And what's also amazing is he was awaiting a hip operation at the time. He was about in his 50s, so very strong-willed, courageous. You have to have a lot of determination. Very inspiring. Also, have to not have a lot of things as well. Being stuck out there on the ocean by yourself, competing with everything that it throws at you. Wow. Well, anyway, this is gorgeous. Right up to the water's edge. A few little bits of seaweed, stringy seaweed. White foamy. Oh, it's right up to my toes. Are you going in for a paddle? Well, Adventure Bay Surf School is down here too. Now they do surfing, surf school for kids. They do lifeguard training, ladies surfing. It's so exhilarating. It's extremely physical. I'd say you'd have to be fit, but the waves will carry you in whether you like it or not. Whether you can stand up or not, the waves will take you. But yeah, it's just great fun. Well, there's not a single footprint except ours on the beach, on the sand. And this is a lovely rock that we're sitting on now. Big, square, large, grey stone rock. Very substantial. There's loads of them. Jaggedy. And the water is clear. The waves seem to pop out from nowhere, about 15 feet away. But the sound is so strong because it's echoing from the cliff behind us. It's washing up on and spraying onto the rocks and curling back on itself, gliding in like little avalanches. As if stretching out. Good morning. Ooh. Yeah, waking up. And in the distance, that princess yacht is on the horizon, about a three-tiered super yacht for somebody very wealthy in the future. It's powering through the water. Its engine's being tested. The next beach is cut off from us by some jagged rocks that stick out like a small peninsula. And when the tide starts to draw back, discover the beach beyond by following a little sandy path that cuts through these rocks. And the sun is sitting the side of our faces and our hair and warming up one side of us. Well, this would be lovely for a swim here today, because the water is probably still about 14 degrees, maybe 12 degrees, maybe more. I could have it wrong. September, the water is still fairly warm. We'd be the only ones swimming. As I say, it's much safer to do it when there's lifeguards here. You can go now if you want. Go and have a dip. There you go. And out towards Eddystone Lighthouse in the bay here, a naval ship called the Scylla was sunk. It was scuppered on purpose to create a reef that you can dive around. I think it was about 20 years ago, maybe more. There's plenty of shipwrecks out there. And wildlife. A kestrel has just landed about 15 foot behind us on the cliff. Speckled, I think there's a bit of a black tail. They're quite small. Bird of prey, little raptor. It's just perched on a little rock there. Looked like it was had something in its claws, but I don't think so. In fact, it's staring right at us now. And it moves its head. It slightly bobs its head up and down to move. and its wings just filled underneath it, as if its hands are behind its back, looking out, looking at the waves now and us. That's a very special moment. It's just going to sit there. Oh my goodness, its head can turn almost right back on itself. Wish I could do that and look behind me. Well, what's it looking out at sea at? Ooh, it's a big ship. I think it's a naval supply ship delivery with a crane on the back. I wonder if it ever flies out to sea. Check it out, as it lives so close here on the cliffs, hunting and soaring around in the thermals. Oh, very peaceful. And a bee, bumblebee, looked like it was heading out to sea then, but turned back, thought better of it. The foamy waves, like lemonade fizz. And the tide is just beginning to recede now. Well, I have to get back now and clamber back up that cliff path. But you can stay down here for as long as you like and enjoy the sound of the waves. Maybe even try your hand at surfing when they come and man the club here. Have a swim. Catch a wave. Well, if you've enjoyed this walk, please join me again. Click follow or look out for my posts. Or if you're able to do so, help me continue with this podcast by clicking on my support link via my podcast webpage. Buy me a coffee. Okay? And enjoy the peace. And see you again soon. Take care.